to INS, the International News Service, your source for the most important weird news from across the globe. With news analyst Kevin Harrison, actor, comedian, and musician Mike Wiebe, and professional commentator Brian Camp. INS, the news you need.
What's on your shirt, Mike?
It's a picture of Bart Simpson, a really bad Bart Simpson. It says, if you weren't at Woodstock 99, and then he's saying, you're literally a piece of shit, and literally is misspelled. And then at the bottom, it says, in quotations, I swear to God.
So how was Woodstock 99?
Well, I mean, you weren't there?
I mean,
you're literally a piece of shit, I swear to God. And yours misspelled on your literally.
Oh, sure. Who was at Woodstock 99? Was that a real event or is that a made-up event?
Oh, yeah, that was like Limp Bizkit and like stuff like that, right?
I think that was the one where they literally played in the sewage that drained from the portable toilets.
There was a documentary that came out recently about it. It was like 99 was after, you know, there's like the grunge stuff in 93 to 95. And then like Green Day kind of popped up and there was like that Gilman Gold Rush pop punk boom. And then 99 is when all the fucking metal and the Limp Bizkits and the Korns and the, are you ready? and all that kind of stuff kind of came in. But, you know, when music got good.
When it finally got good. So 99, considered to be the good one, right?
And now all those guys are congressmen, which is crazy.
Yeah. Oh, hey, I should introduce us so that people know who we have here. Welcome to the International News Service. We're your hosts. I'm Kevin Harrison, along with...
I am Brian Camp.
I'm Mixmaster Mike Wiebe. And we have a special guest tonight.
Oh, Mark made it. Is Mark here?
Oh, Mark. Yeah. Hey, Mark.
No, this is our guest's first time on the show, which makes him an equal amount of times as our producer, Mark. Ladies and gentlemen, it's Doug Mellard.
Hey, Doug.
What's up, guys? I want to hear more about this gazebo.
Yeah. I took a piss in it, and I have not cleaned it up. Put a rug over it. I put a Scarface rug.
That's what you do.
I bought a big Scarface rug off the side of the road from a fella selling rugs out of a van.
Were they all Scarface rugs?
No, just one. Okay. It's like half black, half red. Then it has Al Pacino with a gun, and it says, the world is yours.
Oh, man, that's so cool.
Yeah, pretty cool.
Is it slightly too big for the floor of the gazebo where it hangs off on the corners a little bit?
Yeah, it kind of rolls up. Yeah, it rolls up on the corners.
Yeah, it's cool to let people. You have such excess, such luxury that you have too much rug.
Right.
Yeah. It's really shaggy, too. So ironically, my big fear is that I'm going to spill cocaine on it.
Well, you just get a vacuum, Mike, and you put pantyhose over the end of it.
Is that really a... Where'd you find that technique?
Hints from Heloise.
Wow. Early one. He's got really expansive.
And so, Doug, what the hell's going on?
Man, I just want to learn more about Woodstock 99 now.
Well,
I know it was sponsored by Crystal Pepsi, probably, right? Or is it Clear Pepsi?
Crystal Pepsi was like 80s, I want to say. And then I think they had a resurgence like maybe 5 years ago and everybody was excited and then went, no,
resurgence.
Like they re-released
they brought it
Crystal
back.
Pepsi. Yeah.
Reboot.
Didn't it taste exactly the same? It was the same beverage.
No, it tasted really gross.
It's weird that Crystal Pepsi, that the food, they have to add food coloring to it and that the food coloring is brown.
Yeah. Let's add some brown.
Now the one that was good that they had in the 80s and then discontinued was the Cherry 7-Up.
Oh, I thought that was just around still. That's gone? Holy shit.
Yeah, they haven't made that in like 40 years.
Probably a great mixer.
Yeah, actually. I tried a, what was it? It was a
semen?
No. I mean,
clear semen.
How is that mixer, Michael?
That's not a mixer. That's just a shot. That's a shooter.
Right. Did you notice anything about that shooter, Mike? Was there something about the substance? Well, I think you've said before that it's very sticky.
Oh, well, that's if you have too much. Yeah.
Okay.
Because, Doug, I don't know if you heard about this. Doug.
Oh, no.
He probably doesn't know.
Oh, yeah. You're about to get your socks blown off.
There's this rock star named Rod Stewart, which the name is kind of ironic. But and this is crazy because I only know about this because I knew this kid in Strickland Junior High whose cousin, his cousin's mom, which I guess he was related to her somehow, but like her like second husband had a friend who they were from California. And he told me that there's this rock star, Rod Stewart. And one night he had a bunch of lover men in town and he swallowed so much semen, so much cum, 25 gallons. And they had to pump it out. And, you know, at the time, I remember I was a little kid. I didn't know anything about science. So I was like, why do they have to pump it out? Why wouldn't you just like throw it up? And the reason why is because it was hard to get the cum out because cum is sticky.
Even like on your insides?
Yeah, yeah. It was Yeah, it was too sticky so that you have to pump it out.
Yeah, man, science is weird.
I know.
It is weird.
I fucking love it, though. I fucking love it.
I remember Mr. Wizard had a thing about that. Oh, I remember there was a little, did his little experiments, right. His little girl and a little boy, and he was talking about Rod Stewart's cum, and he just like had a beaker. He like kind of reenacted it in a weird way. I don't remember exactly, but that's wild.
But he had to pound on it like Heinz ketchup. Just
right.
Yeah. But why would you? So they just pumped it out, and then they got rid of it. They didn't like store it or like give it away to like.
I'll have to track that kid down. I'll have to check
belongs
that kid
in a museum.
From, it belongs in a museum. Yeah, that would be pretty cool in the Hard Rock Cafe.
Hard Cock Cafe.
Just a joke.
There should be more pornography. You know, we got plenty of like rock bars and country bars and movie themed bars, but nothing with pornography.
Well, you know, they had, she just died recently, Cynthia Plastercaster, who she made plaster and bronze cocks of the rock stars that she fucked.
Yeah, totally.
I'm not making that up. That was a real thing. That's how she supported herself.
God bless her.
Yeah, she...
Hendrix was a big seller, apparently.
Hendrix was a big one. I was going to do it, but they didn't have enough plaster. The supply chain shortage. Because they only had the regular amount.
That's implied.
Do you get what I'm saying? Uh-huh. You know what I'm trying to hinting at here?
Seriously, how did they get Jimi Hendrix dick?
She was like a groupie and she fucked Jimi Hendrix.
Was he still alive?
Yes, when he was alive. She died like in the last month, maybe 6 weeks. By the time this drops, maybe 2 months, but still.
You know what's weird about Jimi Hendrix is he used to jack off with his dick upside down. For the listener, Jimi Hendrix's guitar. We all know this. This is a hip crowd.
We should talk to Doug a little bit. Doug, what do you?
We don't know anything about Doug. Why is Doug on? Who is Doug? Why is Doug on here? Does he go by? Do you ever go by Dougie?
Occasionally.
Really?
What, you answering for Doug now?
Yes.
Doug is cool. Like I was thinking about this and I thought, oh, Doug, like, I think about, like, Doug's cool because Dougie's, like, you trust somebody named Dougie. When you call somebody Dougie, it means they've earned the nickname Dougie. But if I were you, I'm just guessing this is true. You hate Doogie.
Like, it just became so, like, rampant. That like I've heard that for so many years that it's just noise now, you know, like,
oh, I get it. Yeah.
Like if you're called shit face your whole life, you would just eventually be like, yep, it's shit face. Sure. What is it?
Doug literally has a podcast about being named Doug.
Yeah. So we've talked about that. It's called Wide World of Dougs with Doug Benson. And so we talk a lot about how mundane the name Doug is. Good Lord. It's always just like a punchline, basically.
So none of us could ever be on that podcast because we're not named Doug.
Right. They had Patton Oswalt on last week.
What?
His name's not Doug. His name's Patton.
Middle name's Doug, probably.
Probably.
Patton Douglas Oswald.
Otherwise, this Doug's a liar. So it must be. His middle name must be Doug.
Ratatouille's name was Doug in the movie, though.
Did you say Ratatouille?
Yeah, Ratatouille.
Ratatouille.
Yeah. Ratatouille. Okay.
So can anybody be on your podcast if they change their name to Doug?
Oh, we have other non-Dougs. So what happened was we had a few Dougs, and then one of them kind of ruined it for all the other Dougs out there. He was not a great guest. And so we were like, maybe this is a bad idea, just getting random guys named Doug, because they're not all going to be entertainers or, you know, like, yeah. Not yeah. Whatever.
So the only qualifier then was, at least initially, was their name was Doug.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. And then
That seems like a recipe for what happened.
Mr. MacArthur had a lot of this talk about how much war was fun.
You watched too many episodes of MASH.
Man, that they would not let that show be made right now with the way those fellas treated Hot Lips Houlihan. That was straight up harassment.
Yeah. Man, wow. Really nailing that 40 to 80 demographic.
Well, that's our target.
Have you ever listened to the show? You know, I mean, yeah. By the end of the night, Jacko could come up.
Yeah, yeah.
And one of these. And one of these.
I brought up Young Einstein yesterday randomly. His real name? Yahoo Serious or whatever.
Yahoo like, Serious.
He just popped into my head. Oh, Drop Dead Fred was on at a bar. And
is he the guy? No, the guy.
He wasn't that guy, but it reminded me of Yahoo Serious. But like,
Drop Dead Fred was Rick Mayall, who was in the Young Ones. Mike said with authority.
And pride.
And pride, yes.
That'll show him. I don't think I ever saw Drop
Dead
Fred.
That'll show them all. I need to get retroactively laid in high school.
Still wouldn't work.
So my notes here say that Doug is in Austin and a comedian. Is that right?
Yeah, I actually do a show with Mike.
Yep.
He's never...
Sure do. You guys know what it's called?
Shazam. This is the Shazam
it's
guy.
Called Excelsior. They have a real funny bit that they can't remember that it's Excelsior. They say Shazam, Alakazam, and it makes me furious every week.
Oh, I get that a lot too, Mike. So I think they might be right.
Yeah,
Kevin had a great idea, and I'm sorry to interrupt, but because we do think about the name of your show a lot, he said Hootenanny. But what if you called the show that you guys do Hoot and Andy?
Ooh.
For one of you's Hoot and one of you's Andy.
I got a better idea. What do we call it? Amos and Andy. No.
You know? No. That's a good idea.
I don't think I think that show will end soon if you do that.
Yeah. I feel like that show has something about it.
Probably going to end soon as Excelsior anyway. The way we're
going. What do you mean? Is it not taking off?
No, we're doing fine. We're doing all right. Doug, I was out of town for the last couple months. And Doug did
it. It was probably pretty good.
Oh, yeah. Probably got real good.
All right. That's real.
There's a line around the door. We had to cut people off at a certain point.
Next month's going to be great.
We're actually both going to be in town for the first time in a while.
For the first time in a while.
That'll be good.
And then, but I'm interested. Doug went down to Bat City Comics and did a show there. And I like the idea of doing something there.
Nice.
Bat City.
Where is that? That's in Austin?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's on Cesar Chavez.
Chavez. I said it right. Doug did.
Cesar Romero's.
Doug really Cesar Romero white guy it out.
Great Cesar Romero. Yeah.
Yeah.
There's a photo that I just posted that somebody put up of Cesar Romero and Burgess Meredith hanging out in Penguin and Joker costume in Austin. They were in Austin. Yeah. They were doing some like promotional tour.
I think it was a Batman parade or something.
Yeah, in case you thought this town wasn't cool. That's probably why Elon Musk moved here.
Because of that picture?
Yeah, he's like, man, maybe one day they'll do that again. But it'll be with Jared Leto and Colin Farrell.
The best. Well, you know, the Batmobile was the first electric car.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm going to totally believe you.
Mm-hmm. Wait, which Batmobile?
Oh, yeah.
The one from the show, the TV show from the 60s.
No, Adam West was famous for screaming, "I'll only be rolling coal."
That's right. It was a coal-fired Batmobile.
Yeah.
You saw the fire. You saw the fire coming out.
Yeah, there was fire. Yeah, there was fire that came out of that.
That was the coal fire burning. Yep. And then the smoke screen that they could lay down was just showing those libtards what's up.
I didn't realize Batman was so political.
Oh, yeah, man. Would Batman be... wonder where he would stand on...
I think he's pretty authoritarian.
On backing the blue, though.
I think it depends, because he does not like corrupt cops. Ooh,
he knows that most of Gotham PD is pretty corrupt, it seems like.
It's just Jim Gordon and him, right? Pretty much, yeah.
What's that? Eckhart. That's the guy that's always trouble.
Man, I've been watching that show, We Own the City. It's on HBO. It's made by the guys who made The Wire. And it's got the guy who plays the Punisher, and he's like this is like a real cop, and he's a it doesn't make you like the police, none at all.
Oh man, because I really, really like him.
I know, so I don't want, right. want you to watch it. I was giving you a heads up. I don't want you because
right.
Your Doug's only arrests have been for stealing valor from policemen, trying to get free coffee.
Right.
That's how we got the Buzzmill show. Is we dressed up as cops. And pretending to get coffee long enough. We're like, wait, a law themed comedy show? If you don't agree with it, then guess who won't come when you get robbed?
We got caught because I just talked into like a walkie talkie on my shoulder that wasn't there. And they're like, that's weird. I made the noise. Mike would do the noise in the other end. He's just like,
Have you ever been, for real though, I used to work at a Buzzmill back in the day. I was a bartender, and I was actually considered one of the top bartenders in the town. They made that movie Cocktail about me.
Yeah, I remember that.
Weren't you like 11 when that movie came out?
Yeah, but still, they had to age up the character. Well, you know, I do a lot of flair cocktailing. But we used to have a lot of police is come in all the time, and they're weird dudes. They would like sometimes two groups would come in, and they would be the most standoffish to each other.
Two sets of cops.
Yeah, like two different cars would come in, like at staggered times, and they clearly like weren't. But those two groups would refuse to acknowledge that the other group was there, and I always wondered what was going on with that, because I feel like
maybe they're just waiting for one to bust out in song.
Cop rock.
Yeah.
Just like jazz hands start going, and then they both
you
don't want to be the one to start the song.
Yeah, that's awkward. Like you don't
could two of them been ghosts maybe, and only you saw them?
Ghost cop.
Oh shit,
what if we're all dead and this is just in your head?
Yeah, I know what killed me.
That sticky semen.
That's right.
Yep, I swallowed too much semen.
You got Rod Stewart.
They couldn't pump it out. It was too long for me to get to the hospital.
You know, Bastrop's pretty rural. They may not have stomach pumps in the hospitals there.
I wish you wouldn't have revealed that I live in Bastrop, but...
you've said it several times. Everyone knows you live in Bastrop now.
But I want to name my country abode, you know, like the Rolling Stones. They had a mansion that they named Nellicotte. That's where they recorded...
Exile on Main Street.
Exile on Main Street, Nellicotte. And I would like to name mine Nella Carter. Because I still need one.
Vacuuming up that damn fish.
Yeah. Every morning I try to vacuum the fish tank.
Mm-hmm.
Give me a break.
Have you guys ever thought about covering that with one of your bands?
Oh man, I don't have those Nella Carter pipes though.
You sounded pretty good just then.
Yeah, I almost thought it was her.
Thank you. I haven't warmed up, and my throat's a little sticky from cum. So
oh, that'll happen.
I gotta gargle. I gotta gargle some WD-40.
Yep. So you guys ready to get this started with the news here?
Sure. We're not done talking about cum.
I mean, if everybody's done with cum, you know, let me know.
Give me a break.
So our first story comes to us from The Independent. Mm. On May 9th of this year.
Like Ross Perot. Independence.
I mean, smaller years.
Cost Bush Sr. that election.
Yep. And he did it over a slight. Wasn't it over like a small slight?
Whoa, that seems like a billionaire thing to do for sure.
Yeah.
Bush made a crack about big ears or something.
Yeah. Yeah. He said, oh, Dumbo's here. Like, I hope he doesn't have a feather or he'll fly around.
The Don Rickles for a second. That's
On May 9th of this year, a group of thieves stole 16 idols from a temple in the Indian state of Uttar Pradesh.
16? It took 16?
They took 16 idols.
Oh, they took 16 idols. Was it Indiana Jones?
Yeah. Did they belong in a museum?
Is he a thief? Are we calling Indiana Jones a thief?
I think under a modern lens, Indiana Jones probably is a thief.
And a murderer. Jesus.
A murderer, yeah.
He definitely stole that golden statue at the beginning of
it was abandoned.
Raiders of the Lost Ark.
Yeah.
What? It was protected abandoned. By the...
It belonged in a museum.
Were they stolen by a man with a red arrow on his head and a band of robed guards? Mola Ram.
Mola Ram, the thuggies.
Wait, was Alfred Molina the protector?
He was
like his assistant or something.
Throw me the idol, I throw you the whip.
Yeah.
Throw me the idol, I throw you the whip.
That was Alfred Molina. You know what? Thank you, Doug. What else was Alfred Molina in?
God.
The best thing he was in was Boogie Nights. He played... He was the drug dealer that they're throwing. He's walking around in a bathroom.
Yeah.
The firecracker guy.
Well, he looked real emaciated in that, didn't he?
No, that's all the cocaine.
He was a method guy.
The method actor. Yeah.
He just did tons of blow for
Listen to Crystal Method, the band.
He did not have shag carpet.
I think he did have shag carpet, but he was so good. He got so good at doing cocaine, he didn't spill it.
Oh yeah.
Right. He just threw it up in the air and whipped his head around.
Yeah.
A real showman. Kind of the you of cocktail of cocaine. Is that how you say that? Is that the right way you say that?
That's like needs to be a chart to explain that.
It's kind of like Mike's shirt with Bart Simpson on it.
Yeah.
Should be a flare, you know, because they have there are marijuana bars and they call the people that sell it a bud tender.
Oh, that's clever.
Oh, God.
way to ruin something.
But I wonder if there are any flare bud tenders where they're just like juggling the joints for
bongs.
Yeah, juggling bongs.
Doing body shops with bong water.
Yeah.
Roll the joints on their fingers. I'm sure that's a thing.
Yeah.
Right? Oh, yeah.
So the idols were adorned with silver ornaments and approximately 300 years old.
Hey, Kevin.
They were, yes.
When you brought them together, did they light up from the inside?
Yeah.
The story doesn't make that clear. Okay. I'm going to assume yes.
Okay. I have a lot more questions as you go.
Okay. That's fine.
Yeah. This story is actually starting to hit a little close to home.
They were made of various metals and they weighed between 11 and 33 pounds, or between 5 and 15 kilograms.
Yeah. That's about right. Yeah. That's right.
However,
does that check out?
6 days.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
6 days later, the thieves returned 14 of the stolen idols outside of the temple priest's home, along with a letter saying they were returning the idols because they were all having scary dreams. The note said, quote, "We have not been able to sleep, eat, and live peacefully. We are fed up with the scary dreams and are returning your valuables."
It was stolen by third graders.
Yeah. Well, if you notice, not all were stolen. And I'll just say that, like, I don't get so scared of my dreams. I'll just say that. I'll just say I don't mind a dream where occasionally Freddy Cougar's chasing me and trying and I'm naked. He's trying to cut off my
dick. I wish the notes had the like details of the dreams. That would make it better.
Right. What were the scary dreams?
He's like, oh, I was at Lake Murray and a baboon was chasing me.
Oh my God. I'm going to send you guys. I found my favorite thing on YouTube that exists is like people where you think for a second it might be they're trying to be funny, but it's real life like hillbillies that are, I think, trying to be comedic. But when they have like 16 views.
Are you describing our podcast right now?
Yep. I had a woman, I found a woman that had like 26 views, and she's just talking about a bad dream she had about her dog having diarrhea in the sink, and she's just laughing hysterically at herself. And it's like, I'm like, am I being fucked with? Like, no, this woman thinks she's the funniest person on the planet. Oh my God.
It was like a hashtag bad dreams or something.
Probably. She probably stole one of the idols.
Probably.
The old lady from the South, Betty or whatever.
I was convinced that they would be at the bottom of a river, but I guess somebody fished them out. Maybe a gator ate it or something. I don't know.
Ooh, that you do not want a gator that's having bad dreams.
Or sexual dreams.
Yeah.
So police said the statues are worth millions and that an investigation into the thieves is ongoing.
Why are they worth millions?
They're 300 years old. They're adorned with silver. One of them was some kind of complicated amalgam of like 10 metals and I don't know. But yeah, they're rare. They're art. They're, you know,
they're old,
artistic, they're old, and they have at very least silver.
Basically like Funko Pops.
It sounds like insurance fraud to me.
Insurance doesn't cover cursed items.
It should.
If it did, then on Friday the 13th, the series, they never would have had to track down the cursed items. They would have just made an insurance claim and that show would have been over.
What the premise of that show is a curio shop.
Right.
And one of the actress that played it, I had a crush on, and her name was just Roby. Just Roby.
Was that the robot in the Fantastic Four cartoons?
Robbie.
Oh.
Robbie the robot.
Oh, yeah.
Which, you know, if you put them together, they would kind of be like Roby.
No, the robot in the Fantastic Four was Herbie.
Herbie. Oh, it was Herbie. Yeah,
you're lost in space.
Capital H. It was initials for something.
Yeah.
I feel so stupid.
Yeah, you look stupid, too. You look like an asshole. Right.
Also in the Leslie Nielsen Disney movie.
You're thinking of Forbidden Planet.
Yes.
That's Robbie the Robot.
And that wasn't Disney. Yeah. That was MGM.
Wait, so it was...
No, it was Disney.
It was MGM.
It was Disney, because it had that animation. They pioneered that, the animation on top of the film stock. It's a well-known fact.
Wait, back to Friday the 13th. Did the show have Jason in it or just?
No, not at all. Not at all. It was just.
No, there was one with a cursed hockey mask.
But it wasn't Jason.
Yeah, it was like the same producer of Friday the 13th, so he could use the name for free, but then there was no crossover otherwise.
Yeah.
Nick Mancuso, I think.
Yes. Can't anybody use that name? Why couldn't anybody? I don't want to get into the intricacies of
trademark law, but you know.
Well, it's not, I'm not about trademark. I'm just saying that.
I thought that's what this podcast is about.
Yeah. I thought we were about international trademark law versus domestic trademark law.
Right.
Welcome to the Trademark Podcast, where we discuss trademarks each week. And we'd like to start with Friday the 13th, the series.
Well, let me tell you guys this. I don't know if you've accepted, you know, on iPhones, you can like send a picture and it says like, hey, do you want to change this person, change their contact? The picture that I use is the vampire from Saturday the 14th, the poster, which I tried to rewatch and it is, oh boy, that is one of the worst fucking movies. But did you ever see that? Did y'all see that movie, Saturday the 14th?
No. I know there's a sequel that's even worse.
It is. It stars Richard Benjamin, and it's about this family moves into a haunted house, and these kids find this book, and every page you turn, there's like a different monster on the book. And then when you turn the page and look at the monster disappears and appears in real life. And it's got Jeffrey Tambor as a Dracula. And I'm surprised that y'all didn't see that because it was on all the time. It was sort of a comedy, but not really. Saturday the 14th. I'm going to say the title a fourth time.
Are you ready for our next story?
Wait, hold on. Okay, what happened to the, and that, was there any cum on the idols?
The story didn't say what materials were left.
What did the idols look like?
The story also did not say that.
Hard-hitting journalism there.
I mean, you know, like temple idols, so probably, you know.
Elongated egg, kind of like a milky coloration with three slashes across the front.
No, that's Temple of Doom. You're thinking of a movie.
I don't think that's the case, but
one of them was Kathleen Turner getting fucked by a cow, which was weird.
Is that Romancing the Stone?
That's top secret. That's top secret.
But she wasn't around 300 years ago. That's what makes it weird.
That is weird.
Oh, that is weird. What a strange world that she was the one prophecy thing, her existence.
Yeah.
She's got a husky voice, right?
There's smoky voice.
I saw V.I. Warshawski in the theater in like the third grade or fourth grade. Why would a fourth grader want to go see that?
Did you want to go or were you taken?
No, I just love the movies. So I would like get one ticket to like a PG movie and then I would go see movies all day and just sneak into everything. And I just.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
I probably shouldn't have admitted that on this podcast. I'm probably going to get in trouble.
Well, there's.
We're calling. I got the movie people on the phone right now.
What did you sneak into over and over again?
I mean, I would just like go to movies all day, like just whatever. It was like Lethal Weapons, whatever, you know, Die Hard.
Was there ever like an era though, where like you always tried to go see the same movie while it was still out?
Batman, I'm sure, 1,000 times.
Yeah.
I remember going to see Howard the Duck and Ferris Bueller's Day Off back to back.
I liked them
equal. I thought they were both just as good. Different, but good. They both have Jeffrey Tambor. They both have Jeffrey Jones.
Oh, yeah. Convicted child pornographer, Jeffrey Jones.
Yeah.
Well, he's the mustache guy, right? The principal?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, when I first moved to LA, he popped up on the sexual predators map.
Oh, wow.
In our neighborhood.
Did he really?
Yeah.
Turns out him being in your home is a problem. That was a plot point of the movie.
So our next story gets, and this we haven't done this in a long time. This story gets headline of the week.
Headline of the week.
It's not as good as a Boulder headline, but it's a good one. I think it belongs on our show. The headline is "The Builders of Stonehenge Left Behind Poop, and We Now Know What Was in It."
That just feels like scientists are just bored. Like,
Doug, this comes up quite a bit.
All the time.
It was a scientist that thought they'd be like smart in the way that like everybody studied Stonehenge and tried to figure it out. I'm going to figure out what the poop, where the poop came from.
Here's our take.
Where did my millions come from?
Here's our take is that scientists are the ultimate grifters in that even when they're doing legitimate science, we're constantly getting stories of scientists who try to figure out the most inane nonsense. Mm-hmm. And you don't just, you know, nobody does science for fun.
Right.
You know, fuck you, Bill Nye. Even Mr. Wizard was getting paid.
Yeah, he was.
I think you mean laid.
Yeah.
Listen, I don't want
Doug, he was getting paid for what he loves.
Yeah. Swallowing cum.
Which is to say, forcing children. Yeah.
To watch sex. But the thing is, like, we kind of feel like scientists, it's just this graft where you like, you got to give me money to study something. It's something in stupid like this.
Yeah.
Like the fact that the druids were eating too many plums.
When all of us laymen aren't going to question them because we don't know what the fuck they're talking about. We're just like, yeah.
Do cats remember faces?
Yeah, that was...
No, remember names.
Do Neanderthals...
That was named last week.
It's the same thing. Do they have memories?
Yeah.
Neanderthals, how many birds could Neanderthals kill? Remember that one?
That was catch.
27.
Do gold...
That was a lot.
It was close. They just went around killing birds. They got for 3 years. They killed birds.
Do goldfish get jealous?
Yeah.
No, can goldfish drive a tank?
Same thing.
And they could, in fact, drive a tank.
No, they couldn't.
Water tank. Oh,
like a water tank. Remember, all the goldfish did was look at something, and then the tank moved, and they decided that meant that a goldfish could drive a tank. That's what that was.
Are plants sexually attracted to Pete Davidson?
Oh, for sure.
And the answer was yes.
He's got it. The guy's got it.
Yeah, man.
So we've covered Stonehenge on the show twice before.
Where the demons dwell and the banshees live, but they do live well. Stonehenge, where a man is a man and the children dance to the flutes of Pan.
So the first time was about a court case involving pagans who demanded access
involving what?
To the religious.
About who?
Who are they involving?
Involving pagans who demanded access.
People against goodness and normalcy?
And that was the movie Dragnet.
Well, but it's based on a real thing. Pagan, that's what pagan stands for. People against goodness and normalcy.
Yeah.
They were a huge problem in L.A. for a long time. They just like to dance in their goatskin pants was a line from the Dragnet rap song. Dance in a goatskin pants.
Was that did Dan Aykroyd rap?
Yes, it was Dan Aykroyd and Tom Hanks rapping. My name's Pep Strebeck and I'm here to say
it's better than Run the Jewels. It's really good.
I think that's what inspired Tom Hanks' son to go into a rap career.
Oh, ooh, I hope so.
Maybe.
No, I think meth did that.
Yeah, I think I think drugs and lack of parental attention.
Yeah.
I think they did a good job with Colin Hanks, and then they're like, well, whatever. We'll let the maid.
The other one, he can raise himself.
We'll let the maid take care of this one.
So the first time we covered Stonehenge was about a court case involving people against normalcy and whatever it was.
Goodness against goodness and normalcy.
Against goodness and normalcy.
It's like, okay, goodness and normalcy. Okay, you're right.
Yeah.
Who demanded access to the site for religious observances. And the other time was about a researcher who determined exactly how Stonehenge was used as a calendar.
No, he didn't. We determined that we ruled that story false.
Yeah.
Okay.
We solved that story
in an INS exclusive.
Yeah.
So far, this one is true.
We don't know anything about it yet.
We don't know.
Okay.
You won't get to it, Kevin.
We're in. Yeah. We haven't had a chance to investigate it because of all the fucking red tape that you're throwing up in front of us. Mm-hmm.
Now a paleopathologist Cambridge University.
What is that? Oh, so he doesn't. So he just eats meat.
She. No. That's.
Is she? Hey, let me ask you this: is she in ketosis yet?
It appears so. Yes.
Put your body to work for you. Lose that weight. Smart.
Now a paleopathologist at Cambridge University determined something new. What was in the poop of the people who built Stonehenge? In order to do this, she tested 5 fossilized coprolites from the nearby Neolithic settlement of Durrington Walls, where it is believed the builders at Stonehenge resided. Of the 4,500-year-old coprolites, 1 was human and 4 belonged to dogs. 4 of these, including the humans, contained cattle tapeworm, which suggests they ate raw...
It was cum.
Yeah. Sorry. Raw or undercooked intestines, lungs.
Sperm kind of look like tapeworms, so.
I mean,
that's not. They got tails. Not really.
They have the same flagellating motion, I think. That's the.
Yeah,
that's
similar.
They both flagellate.
All right. Yeah. That's the word.
That's how they get created.
They ate raw or undercooked intestines, lungs, or livers from infected cows.
Mm.
The 5th coprolite is a bit of a mystery. It didn't have a cow tapeworm, but it was instead infected with tapeworm common to freshwater fish. This is strange, since there is little evidence that fishing occurred during the late Neolithic period in Britain, and nevertheless, the dog it came from clearly ate an infected fish.
So a dog ate a dead fish? Is that a mystery?
Yeah.
Dogs eat shit like that all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And dogs don't go fishing that much. Although I did see a painting one time.
Yeah.
And they might have just come from fishing because they were hanging out and playing poker.
Oh, smoking.
The real thing.
There's evidence that, you know, dogs did actually play poker in Neolithic times.
Yeah.
Could these have been wolves?
No, they're dogs.
All right. Story over.
But so where does this advance us as a society?
Well, like, how dare you ask that question? How dare you question the scientists?
These grifters.
And have you ever really tried to compare a dog turd and a wolf turd?
Yeah. Today.
Do they look, well, I mean, what's the difference? What are they, what's?
Well, actually, bear shit is real spiky. Did you know that?
Really?
I thought you were going to say spicy and I was really concerned.
Or am I thinking coyote poop? Maybe coyote. Coyote poop's, I think, really spiky.
Like a cactus spiky?
Yeah, it's like, real weird. Tastes weird too.
Yeah.
Very strange.
Sure.
But seriously, like, that's the least, you know, Stonehenge is a pretty incredible feat or mystery.
Right.
And we're going to study the shit of the people that made it to see if, so maybe if we find out what they ate. So maybe if we eat some weird fish, then we can create Stonehenge and then we can figure out what it was about.
Raw cattle intestines, lungs, and livers.
Yeah, let's do that. So they just got really fucked up and high, and then they made that.
That's just Menudo.
The band.
But not when it's raw.
Well, there's a restaurant called Foreign and Domestic. They serve that here in Austin.
Oh, yeah? Raw Menudo? Mm-hmm.
It's like raw. It's like organ meat and stuff. They do like weird entrail-y kind of.
And then don't you get gout eating raw organ meat?
I mean, you get tapeworm.
Well, I don't want that.
Not if you drink 7-Up with it.
Cherry 7-Up? Is that the Mountain Dew?
Yeah.
Mountain Dew will kill anything.
Yeah.
If you get a cut, pour Mountain Dew on it. I know that.
Yeah.
So a Cambridge archaeologist told reporters, quote, "This is the first time intestinal parasites have been recovered from Neolithic Britain, and to find them in the environment of Stonehenge is really something."
Wow.
It sure is.
Hey, yeah.
That guy got a science boner off of that.
Yeah. How much do you get paid? Every one of these articles should say how much these scientists got paid to do this.
I agree.
Well, this was just an archaeologist commenting on it. The other one, the paleopathologist is the one who did the research.
That's the graph, though. That's how it works. They refer to one another all the time.
Yeah.
I've seen Ancient Aliens.
Yeah.
Got
there's a reason
hair.
We brought you on, Doug. I get that Stonehenge is neat, and I get the first time that we saw it hundreds of years ago. It's like, oh, wow, look at this. How'd they do this? I don't know. But, I mean, who cares, right? I mean, why is there any research being done around Stonehenge at all? Is there any value to that?
Let me ask you something, Brian.
Please
do. Do you want your own calendar or not?
Well, my what?
Because the only way you're getting a calendar is if you're building your own Stonehenge. That's why we can't keep track of time these days.
Yeah, but we have calendars now.
I have a calendar with Doug's dog all on it. That's real too. That's Doug has a real famous dog. I don't know if we've brought that up.
Yeah. What's your dog's name?
Penny.
Penny?
She's got an Instagram following.
Oh, really?
Now this, here she is in a
should have brought the
construction
dog
worker.
She has more followers than Mike and I combined, which makes us really sad a lot.
I had thousands of people followed my rabbit on Tumblr, and then they started removing all of my rabbit posts for being porn.
What were you doing to that rabbit?
Yeah, it's pretty fucked up.
Jesus, Kevin. I mean, all pretty I can figure up. Is he's not wearing pants.
What?
I would have to appeal, and then it would take 2 weeks, and I'd be like, well, I'm not actually going to get anything posted if I got to wait 2 weeks.
You shouldn't have been using your rabbit for size comparison.
No, 1.5 Tokis. Ouch. Look at that. Jimi Hendrix, that was.
Yeah. Hey, you know what, though? This is weird, though, why some animals' feeky comes out in different ways. Because doesn't rabbit feeky come out in like perfect pellets?
Yeah, okay. It is the least, like, it's still gross, but it is the least gross of all animal poos.
Yeah, it just looks like dog food or something, right? Basically.
Yeah, it's like a little dry pellet. Well, they have two kinds. This is going to fascinate the listener. Mm. They have a wet, so they're like cows. They got to shit it out once and then eat it again. So they have like a wet kind that they shit out and then they eat it. Yes.
What?
Because their stomachs are super inefficient.
Well, that's why cows had four stomachs. I didn't think cows. Well,
rabbits
ate
only
own...
got the one. Yeah. So cows got four. Rabbits got one. And so they gotta eat stuff, shit it out, eat the shit, and then they shit out little just dry, like Cocoa Puffs.
Shimmy, shimmy, Cocoa Puff. Wait, rabbits eat their own shit?
Yes.
They're probably very healthy because
of
it.
Man, I think everyone hates rabbits more now than they did before. Maybe hate's the wrong word.
I'll make sure that the next time you come over, he'll hop up to you and lick right. your nose.
I doubt it's intentional deviancy in the animal kingdom. I think
that is, yeah. Is this all rabbits or just German rabbits?
Well, he's Dutch, but it's all rabbits.
I didn't know that cows did that either.
They don't.
I'm not sure if cows have four stomachs, so yeah. I think they just recycles through the stomachs, but rabbits only have the one stomach, so they gotta go through them twice before they can digest anything.
But it came out the first time. Wait, why? It came out fine the first time. Why do they got to do it again?
Yeah, if it's out, it came out.
Maybe if we could get a research grant going, we could figure out
we
why
sure.
for you. Yeah.
We sound like scientists now.
Yeah.
I do like that the proposal would have a lot of Mike just going, why? Why?
It would. I think that would be fair, though.
Does that mean other rabbit-like creatures also eat their waste?
I don't know. I only know the rabbit-like creature that lives in my house.
What about peccaries? Do they?
I think they eat Cheetos.
Are you sure it's not just your rabbit?
Yeah, are you sure not? You just don't have a weird rabbit?
Are you just starving your rabbit? Yeah. You just get your jollies after forcing your rabbit to eat its own shit?
He would, if you asked him... Yeah, he's like every pet. He would eat all day if I let him, but he eats plenty. So our next story comes to us from WFAA Channel 8 in Dallas, Fort Worth.
Oh, Dale Hansen.
Home of Dale Hansen.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, speaks the truth.
Yeah.
I like
hey,
Dale.
Doug, we haven't talked to him in a while. Do your parents like Doug Hansen, Doug?
Dale Hansen?
Dale Hansen.
Yeah, I don't think they would anymore. Isn't he like real liberal now?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
But he's come up a lot.
He's still like a big chunk headed, like drinking
sports guy.
Like he's sports guy first, but my parents fucking loved him. And then I haven't ever brought him up, but I know he must
drive
them crazy.
He started giving all these video essays about just like little editorials about like anti-bigotry and like pro-gay marriage. Yeah.
I remember the first time I saw one of those videos, I was like, wait, is this the same Dale Hansen? Because I remember him talking about the Mavericks being terrible when I was a kid and then the Cowboys and shit. And then all of a sudden he's just on a soapbox. It was real weird.
Yeah.
But good for him. Yeah. Hell yeah.
Yeah. It definitely gives hope. It gives some kind of hope.
So this is not a sports story, but
I'm already lost interest.
Yeah.
A 2-year-old boy in Kingsville, Texas was recently playing with his mother's phone.
Where's Kingsville?
Way south.
It's down north. It's the very south, east corner, like kind of near Corpus Christi.
Okay. So here we are again, Kevin, you were using a new source geographically hundreds of miles away from the story that they're covering.
Why didn't we?
You stayed in Texas, but have we done anything? Oh, I guess
I'm surprised that the Ohio Observer didn't do this one again.
Right, the Ohio Caller, the Ohioan, the Daily Ohioan.
You mean the Columbus Dispatch, the Cleveland Plain Dealer,
the Cleveland Steamer,
mm-hmm.
the Toledo Blade,
the Toledo. See you have them all memorized. That's your first source
on
everything.
Inquirer.
Toledo Blade is a real thing.
Yeah, I'm trying to think. The New Philadelphia Times Reporter.
It's also the name of Mike's main character in his Choose Your Own Adventures novels.
Yeah,
writing.
Toledo Blade. The Toledo Blade novels. A Toledo Blade adventure.
Mm-hmm.
Uncompromising compromises. A Toledo Blade.
Oh, man.
You do the audio books of those?
Toledo Blade is a bail bondsman who normally sticks, you know, trying to do his job. He's on the wrong side of 40. Drinks a little bit too much. Got 4 ex-wives. Trying to you know, have a calmer life. But he bails out his good buddy who owns a bar. And within a couple of days, that guy's dead. And he inherits the guy's dog.
Oh, no.
But he, he does not like dogs. But he ends up kind of fun. So anyway, Toledo Blade wants to find out, you know, just through a series of his own, just despite his best efforts to live a quieter life. The next thing you know, Toledo's not only taking care of this dog, but also balling his friend's widow.
Yeah.
Wow.
And by balling, I mean a fucking
sexual intercourse.
Yeah. Sure. He's fingering her behind the bar.
So the mother of this 2-year-old child.
Are we done talking about Toledo? Toledo Blade? I'm assuming each book is about 115 pages long, right? Like that's your target. It's about 150 pages.
Well, yeah, with some pictures too,
right?
Well, yeah, drawings that I've done.
And each one has like the same identical 20 pages of setup and backstory for the.
Pretty much, yeah. There's always a chapter describing all the stuff that he has in his trailer down by the lake,
and how much he doesn't like this dog. But he'd do anything for this dog.
Yeah.
You should offer an illustrated version of this book for your Patreon.
Oh, yeah.
I bet we could crank out a Toledo Blade story pretty quick.
If there's the next person to join on Patreon, I will personally draw you a picture of Toledo Blade standing in front of the bar with the dog. Dog's name is just Dog because he doesn't want to give it a name.
Well, didn't the dog already have a name?
Yeah, but he's forgotten it.
Oh, that's so Toledo Blade. Perfect.
Spoiler alert, at the very end, he gives the dog the name of his own estranged son.
Wow.
That's powerful.
What is that?
Guthrie.
Is that just a real fuck you to his son? Is that why he does it? There's nothing nice about it at all.
Well, his son joined a cult, and there's going to be a book later on. Slowly over the series of books, he's finding out more and more about the cult, and eventually he's going to have to drive to Tucumcari, and let's just say that quiet little town's not going to be so quiet that night.
So there's a 2-year-old boy. He's playing with his mother's phone. The mother said she thought he was taking pictures. And that's when she realized he'd ordered 31 McDonald's cheeseburgers to be delivered from DoorDash. Before the food even arrived, the mother posted on social media offering to give the cheeseburgers to anyone who wanted one. The mother kept one cheeseburger for her enterprising toddler, but vowed to find a way to lock the DoorDash app. I checked the DoorDash app, and 31 cheeseburgers costs around $58 plus tip.
There's a lot wrong with that.
Yeah, I think she's fucking lying, first of all.
She should have made the kid eat all the cheeseburgers smoking a pack of cigarettes.
Yes.
No, you're thinking of baby boomer parents. Yeah. You're thinking of our parents.
Yeah.
I think she's lying. I think she's doing... This is stolen toddler valor. I think she's lying. I think she's trying to get fucking clicks and Instagram grams.
Why not make it like 100 cheeseburgers though?
Yeah, why 31? She probably only had $58.
Yeah,
she's clever. I think she
did the math. Yeah, that is 100% what happened. She did it for the grams, and then by giving them all away, that's extra attention.
God, how sad would it be if you're one of the people that's like, I'll take one, mail it to me. Yeah. Like, how does she get it to all these people?
Yeah.
No, she gave out her address and people came by and picked up cheeseburgers.
Still, that's really sad. You have to get in your car. And not even go to McDonald's.
And it's going to take twice. So it took like 10 minutes to get from McDonald's to you at least.
Yeah.
And then it's going to take like, you post on Instagram, it's taking another 10 minutes to get your free cheeseburger. Like they're going to be cold.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
I don't know. McDonald's food really keeps well.
Yeah.
Anyway, hamburgers are better than cheeseburgers if you're going to get a McDonald's snack.
Yep. No.
Cheeseburger sucks.
Hamburgers suck. Cheeseburgers drool. Hamburgers rule.
Well, I think that's a controversial opinion that
I don't
not all our listeners will agree with.
Well, all I know is you're eating something that eats its own shit, apparently.
That's all of them.
Are there burgers made of rabbit?
Yeah, I don't know about rabbit. Isn't really a meat that you eat because you want to. It's you know, it's more of a survival.
I think Elmer Fudd would say differently.
Just yesterday, Mike said that he had a hair pie.
What does that mean?
I don't know.
Duck season, rabbit season, duck season, rabbit season, duck season, rabbit season.
Why was he so intent on killing a rabbit? Like, the duck makes a lot more sense.
Yeah.
I guess getting in his garden?
Well, as a kid, I had both farmed and, like, hunted rabbit. And farmed rabbit tastes like buckwheat, because that's what's in their feed. And farmed rabbit tastes like a burnt tire. I mean, wild rabbit tastes like a burnt tire. You don't want either one of those.
Yeah.
Just realized that buckwheat and alfalfa were both named after grains.
Thanks. I'm glad you could contribute to our gang discussion from 3 weeks ago, Brian.
I just realized it. That's all. That's fascinating.
I can give a discussion on why they're called the Little Rascals, but they were originally called our gang. That's a good trademark podcast discussion.
Was it because Stymie got me too'd?
Oh, Stymie.
Because a studio bought the kids. Mm-hmm. From whatever context you want that to mean, that's what it means. So, and they did not buy the name Our Gang, so they changed it to the Little Rascals.
Is it Little Rascals or Lil Rascals?
I think it's Lil.
I think it's Lil. Yeah.
Like Wayne.
Yeah. He was in the original.
John Wayne?
Lil Wayne.
Well, my name's John Wayne, and I'm here to say...
It does. It sucks that we're out of the era of the old white person who shouldn't be rapping.
Yeah.
Like rapping Rodney, like
I'm Rodney Dangerfield and you get what you get. I'll tell you what I get though, it's no respect.
And just
Well, were we supposed to beatbox behind you? I'm sorry.
Well, I mean I kinda missed that. Like the bad comedic,
it was like every sitcom too.
And then commercials, a lot of like local commercials, like twin spin, that's the word. Spinners is the best, or haven't you heard? They use 100% of all natural ingredients delivered to your house with such expedience.
Now I'm going to have to pay the Twin Spins people.
I've tried really, really hard to find that original commercial, and I can't find it because it was a local. And let me tell you how I flipped this script back in the day. It goes, do away with all the coupons and the fuss. When it comes to pizza, it's Spinners you trust. Get two pizzas for the price of one. Delivered to your house. Now that's a lot of fun. But here's what I used to say.
Okay.
Do away with all the coupons and the fuss. When it comes to pizza, Spinners and Trump, get two pizzas for the price of one delivered to your dick. Now that's a lot of fun. And it was kind of a big hit. It was kind of, you know, at the time.
Like you and your brothers?
Me and the Ben Johnson.
Former guest,
Ben Johnson. It's on film somewhere. I feel like it was a big.
35 millimeter.
I feel like it was a big hit. I think it was really, it was like, you know, it was just that weird thing of like somebody does something for the first time. And I was the first person to rap about getting pizza delivered to my penis. Now it's commonplace.
There's an app for that.
Drake writes a whole record about it.
Right.
Yeah.
And yes, he's good. He's taking it to a whole new place, but still.
I looked it up. And it's a 1983 song called "The Rappin' Duke." So
the
look
John
it up.
Wayne. Oh,
the John Wayne thing.
Yeah.
Can we play it at the end of the show?
No, we can't do that.
Why?
John Wayne's dead. He can't sue anybody.
He's dead.
If you write to the Duke people and they say, "Hey,
they said, oh, there's an airport named John Wayne Airport, so they can have an airport, but we can't play a song."
He's not worried about being sued. He's worried about having scary dreams where John Wayne comes to haunt him, like the guys that stole the idol. Yeah.
Oh yeah,
that's what'll happen.
You know, there's always a saying that I don't know if this is true, but that he had like 12 pounds of undigested shit in his stomach when he died.
I think Snopes said no, that's not true.
That's not true. That was
undigested rabbit shit.
That's the thing. For the last 5 years of John Wayne's life, all he did was eat rabbit shit.
Whoa. You don't hear about that enough.
You gotta eat it twice. That's true. You gotta eat it twice. He was just eating new rabbit shit, so it just built up.
Well, I'm sure the estate covered it up. He ate a lot of steak. You know, he ate a lot of red meat, and it probably started to coalesce like any matter would in any pipe around the edges of his colon and intestines.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. He's
a large
enough.
Man. Yeah. I mean, I think that's a real thing. I think it impacts. And before you know it, you have 15 pounds. And I bet where Snopes got people like Mike, he said, well, it's not shit till it leaves the body. It's just undigested food.
Oh. Yeah.
And so they're playing semantics, little word games. So I'm voting with Mike's analysis of the Duke's corpse.
We're talking about Wesley Snopes, right?
Wesley Snopes.
Yeah. That's the guy behind it. Right?
If you never pay your taxes, they can't make you pay them ever. Never forget that.
And then the other thing too, this is going to be controversial. This is going to be very controversial what I'm about to say, but maybe he had so much trouble shitting because it was so sticky in his stomach.
John Wayne. All right, Pilgrim.
That's right. Now his parents don't like Dale Hansen or you, Mike.
So our last story is a bonus story.
A bonus story.
If you want to listen to this, go to our Patreon. And this applies to Doug, too, because he doesn't get anything for free here.
Nothing.
Go to our Patreon, subscribe at least the $3 level. That's the Knights of Kevin level. Hmm. And you'll get access to this story and all our other bonus stories. We've got like 30 or so in there now. And I'll give you a little taste. This story deals with Johnny Cash and Mike's favorite band health advice. So, Doug, how do people get a hold of you?
Oh,
that's a good way to follow you.
Find me on the social at Doug Mellard, M-E-L-L-A-R-D. Of course, come out and see Mike and I at Excelsior every first Thursday of the month, 8 p.m. Nice. Buzz Mill East.
Called Excelsior.
And you can find any of my albums. Just look up Fart Safari. You'll find all of them.
Oh, yeah. I meant to listen to one today, and I didn't.
Listen to two or three. They get better. Oh, yeah. I'm worried about me that features Mike and Ian on it.
Oh, nice.
That was the best part of the album.
2021?
I disagree.
Yeah, I was in the lockdown time.
The plandemic. Well, also, Doug, you should talk about your movie.
Are you in a movie?
Oh, yeah. So this drops the 8th. Well, I don't know if I can make many announcements or anything yet, but I don't know.
Well, just say at some point that it exists and it's going to come out.
Yeah, we made a film in lockdown times. Mike has a cameo in it, along with a lot of buddies.
Stealing cameo.
Yes, everybody talks about it.
Yep, that's it.
You look really cool in it. But it's basically about a conspiracy theorist gone missing during lockdown. And an old high school or like middle school buddy has to find him without leaving his own home. So he obviously, when you're dealing with a missing conspiracy theorist, you're going to come across a lot of wacky characters. And Mike is one of those wacky characters for a second. And
what's it called?
Yeah, we're looking for a home right now. It's called The Disappearance of Toby Blackwood. We've been doing some film festival stuff. Oh, we're going to be at the Richmond Theater actually June 9th.
That's in Austin.
No, this is in Richmond, Virginia.
Virginia.
Oh, nice.
We'll be on June 9th. We'll be at the Richmond Film Festival doing a screening. If anybody's out there listening out there in Richmond, come on out and hang with us at your theater there. I don't know what the name of the theater is.
Mike, do you have anything else coming up?
It's sometime in July, early July. The Gamblers are playing with Frank Turner. and the Bronx in Dallas.
Oh, nice.
Texas.
Doug, anything we missed?
No. Oh, it's the Bowtie Theater in Richmond.
Bowtie.
10 o'clock. Yeah.
Not to be confused with the Tai Bo Theater.
Yeah.
Thursday.
That's Billy Blank's theater. They just show action movies.
Just action movies only, yeah.
Thursday, June 9th at 10 p.m.
Oh, the day after this comes out? Yeah, yeah. Great.
Bowtie Theater. They encourage everyone to wear bow ties and only bow ties.
Yep. On your dick.
Yeah.
I'm going to shoot a hole in the Richmond water tower. So look for that.
Oh, you should totally do that.
That wraps up another week of the International News Service. Find us across social media at International News Pod. Email us at internationalnewspod@gmail.com. The next time you hand off your phone to your toddler, have them write 31 reviews for INS. Check out the INS merch store at Redbubble and our Patreon. Oh, hey, and I just started a TikTok. It's INS News Pod. Go at us, and we'll see you next week.
Thank you for listening to the International News Service. Don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe to the podcast. INS, the news you need.